Or does God harden or blind people's minds and hearts? Why would God do that? Some of you aren't asking the question why he would. You're saying he would? That's Satan that does that. You're right, he does. But why would God do it? You see, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. You see, if you read, I think it's 1 Corinthians 3, there's a veil over his chosen people's eyes, the Jews, to this day, that he put there. Why is that veil there? Why is it that we sometimes just don't see? Why would Satan do it? The reason I can ask that question and not be blasphemous in the question is because I have two things very solid inside of me. One is that God is good. He is good. He is good all the time. The other one is there is none beside him. There is no other. And so if I ask a question like that, I am not somehow with Eve and the serpent saying, is God good? No. That has been already determined in my mind. So when I ask a hard question, why, like Job did 16 times throughout the Bible, I'm asking a hard question. I'm not questioning the goodness of God. I'm wondering when this all things work together for good and how this is all going to come out. That's what I'm wondering. So why would God harden our hearts? You see, the Holy Spirit's job is to comfort us, is to guide us in all truth, and to build our faith. If you get outside of that and you try to use the Holy Spirit as some genie in your pocket or some power, you're going to be resisted. And so it is only as we lay down our life and as we surrender our ways, what if you would actually say, Jesus said this, he said, greater things than these you'll do. You can say to this mountain, be thou removed into the sea. What if every Christian could just start throwing mountains around to show that they're right? How would that build faith? You see, it is in the dark night of the soul that faith is built. It isn't when you can just say, and it happens exactly what you do. Yes, your prayers are heard. Yes, your prayers are important. Yes, they're remembered. But God knows your heart. He knows what you need most, and he is going to bring it to you. It feels bad sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. I like those times. But suppose Satan didn't resist us, and we could actually just show the whole world God's glory. He wouldn't want that either. So these are questions that are in the middle of the struggle, the middle of the war, the cosmic war that we're in. I'm going to delve off into this present darkness a little bit. Before I do that, I just want to pause and proclaim Jesus as Lord. Father God, I don't know the people that I'm talking with, but I know you. I renounce our enemies, any of our enemies' attempts to use anything I say against your kingdom. And Father, I just want to awaken in us a call to our destiny, our purpose, and our will. Thank you for who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As the prince of this world, there are a lot of things that Satan is up to. And the ability to do things would seem more supernatural on the dark side than they do on the light side. One thing that I have learned something about is people's ability to leave their body and go other places. You see, the thing I'm telling you right now is, I don't know if you have Halloween in the state up here, but in the States we have a thing called Halloween, right? And it's candy bars and costumes, right? Behind Halloween is the worship of Satan that includes child sacrifice and human cannibalism for power.